Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This has been as pretty, though I've never been.
As Sir Elton brings us back, 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Especially on today, which is our 18th anniversary show. This week, we're celebrating 18 years of the Small Business Advocate Show, and today is the day. This is the anniversary day, and who better to have with us than our good friend Ken Grombach, our resident demographer and an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Will celebrate his 18th anniversary with us next March. Ken is the author of The Age Curve and another new book coming out before too long. We're looking forward to. Ken, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the time that you've given us over the years.
My pleasure. I thank you.
So, all right, we have to talk about one of the things you have talked to us about over the years is the demographic scenarios in the regions of the world, the Asia, Europe, America, groups like Islam, like Hispanics, Anglos, that kind of breaking them down like that. And so talk to us about what you see now, especially with regard to the events of France. Is this the chickens coming home to roost on their multicultural experiment? Is this a one-off attack? Is this the shape of things to come? What do you think, and what are the demographic implications?
Well, as I mentioned to you earlier, I spoke last week in Morocco, and I spoke to people from all over the EU. And a fellow came up to me after my presentation and said, he wasn't angry. He said, if you gave the presentation that you just gave in Sweden, he said, you'd be arrested.
Wow.
And sued.
Really?
Yeah, arrested and sued. He said, we cannot say what you just said, even though everyone knows it. And that's
wow.
Why, when I told you earlier, the reach of this
model. What did you say?
I told him you're going to see a bailout of Westerners, indigenous Westerners from the EU, and they're going to come to the States. So
yeah.
We're seeing it now, especially the rich ones.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because it's as Muammar Gaddafi said about 15 years ago, the Muslims are going to overpopulate the EU and just take it over without firing a shot. Well, he was wrong, because they are firing shots.
Yeah. Well, as you know, and as my audience may remember, over the years, I have especially started about a dozen years ago, actually probably in 2002, I started saying that if you have a romantic idea about what Europe looks like, when you've never been, you want to imagine yourself, wandering through Europe in its quaint, charming ways, I said, you better go now, because that's eroding day by day. And I'm not going to say you can't accomplish that at all, because I think you probably still can, but you can't get in and out of Europe without seeing some of the ugly stuff that we're seeing right now, can you?
100%, yeah. What happened is that back about 30 years ago, the fertility of the EU, if you went from Portugal all the way through Russia, it's about
this
a billion
is the demographic
people.
Part, folks. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's about a billion people. Most of those people are in the EU part.
Mm-hmm.
But the indigenous families dropped way below replacement level fertility. For instance, like Italy has a fertility.
He's talking about the original Italians, the Germans.
Yeah, the original Italians.
These people who are ethnic Germans, ethnic Italians. Go ahead.
Right, not having kids.
Right.
So now 30 years later, they have no labor. They have no entry-level labor that, they need labor.
Yeah.
So where'd their labor come from? Their labor came from North Africa, and it was Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was okay. I mean, it was oil and water. The Muslims do not assimilate. It's just part of their culture.
Well, and Europeans aren't good at assimilating. We're better at assimilating immigrants than anybody is, because that's our nature. That's our background. But the Europeans did not do a good job. They didn't help it themselves either.
Not at all.
Especially France.
So now that I'm watching the news about what's going on in Syria, and close to a million people are finding their way to the EU, and Merkel is just welcoming them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she's thinking that she's going to build up some labor, because they don't have any. This is they're nuts. Most of these people are men, and it's essentially a Trojan horse for ISIS.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen?
Well, we now know that one of the attackers this last week in France, it's been Paris, was one of the immigrants from Syria.
Yeah. It's coming. What's going to happen now is this will all accelerate. You're going to see a dramatic increase in terrorism in the EU, and you're going to see an exodus in the EU to the United States of Westerners.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not going to have a problem.
You're saying we're going to be putting up a wall across the Mexican border and across the eastern coast.
Yeah, you know, the funny part about the Mexican wall, I laugh at this, is there's actually more Mexicans leaving now because we have our own labor force.
Right. Right.
So if Trump gets to put his wall up, he's going to trap him in the States.
Trap him in. That's funny. So okay. What do you think Europe's going to look like in 5 years?
Well, in 5 years, it's going to look like a war zone, and it's going to be more and more and more Muslim. Keep in mind the fertility of the Muslims. When the Muslims come in, they have 6 kids.
Yeah.
So it's only a few generations before. I mean, and all of the EU countries, you know, they're not kingdoms; they're republics. So
that's
which means
right.
that you don't need a big representation of any political faction to have power.
Well,
all you really need is about 15-20%.
Well, and it's important to point out that, and this is something I heard Mark Stein say this weekend: the majority of the Muslims in those countries are peaceful, passive people. I've met them; I know some of them. But their communities give safe haven to the wackos.
That's correct. Oh no, it's a you know if
so,
you look at crime.
Hold on to that thought, Ken. I got to take a quick break. You know how this works. Celebrating 18 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. Right back with Ken Grumbach. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.